I'm Anderson Cooper. Thanks for watching the podcast. A grand jury in New York decides not to indict a police officer in the killing of Eric Garner. The latest on that and the demonstrations that broke out in New York and as a result, let's get started. Protesters out tonight in Manhattan in a number of areas from Times Square. Some tried to get to Rockefeller Center. They were down in Union Square, all the way up to Harlem, out on Staten Island where Eric Garner died. And a grand jury declined to indict the police officer who put him in a chokehold. Filmmaker Spike Lee spent much of his career making movies about race and poverty, focusing his cameras and scripts on stories he thinks are being ignored. After the deaths of Eric Garner and Michael Brown this past summer, Lee put up memorials for both of them outside his Brooklyn office. He hasn't taken the banners down. Spike Lee joins me tonight. When you heard the news about the grand jury, I'm wondering what went through your mind.
I said, oh no, in fact, this morning, I bought some more flowers for the in front of the murals. And I was thinking that this is happening first, and so it's twice in 9 days. And Ferguson, okay, he say, she say. This one, we have, and the guy was here before. It was not a 30-second tape. Ramsey Order, I have a copy of it. It's 14 minutes.
Right, it goes on and on.
It's 14 minutes. And this is evidence. If you have eyes, you see what happens. And I thought about, wait a minute, Simi Valley, the Rodney King beating, they got off too. So I was just very pleased that Attorney General Eric Holder and the feds are stepping in because...
Do you think that will make a difference?
Oh, yes.
You do?
Yes, they have made a difference in overturning the Simi Valley.
Because a lot of times, particularly in the Michael Brown case, a lot of people say, look, the federal government getting involved, the federal government case is a much harder case. Civil rights violation is a lot harder case to bring. The best chance of an indictment, if one wants an indictment, is the city, is the state.
Yeah, but what they didn't have in Ferguson is we have this 14-minute tape by Ramsey. I mean, it says Daily News Getty Images. It's Ramsey Order,
right,
who... gave me a copy. He's the one that did it. So I think that.
And yet the grand jury. I mean, everybody's.
I don't know what they're looking at.
Everybody's been saying, over the last couple of weeks, once cameras are on police officers, it's going to make a big difference. Once you actually see interactions.
Yeah, you think of this. You say, what the body cam is going to make a difference if it doesn't work for what Ramsey shot? But I did a film, Do the Right Thing, and the NYPD chokehold of Radar Hing was based upon the chokehold of Michael Stewart. Mm. And I hope to God, when the whole thing said that we're going to not do this anymore with NYPD, I thought they would go away.
Right, back in the mid-90s is when the NYPD said, we're not going to do chokehold. We haven't taught, they said back in 93, I was reading an article, they said, we haven't taught the chokehold in 10 years to our police cadets. But we're not going to do it anymore except if the life of the officer is absolutely threatened. But no chokeholds, no movements where the windpipe is constricted.
It is, I feel horrible. Of course, nothing compares to the families of Ferguson and Staten Island, that is Staten Island. But people are enraged. People are losing faith of the justice system, because again, we see it with our own eyes.